This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. We thank you so much for being here with us. I'm here along with Dan Watson, who we hear from every week at this very same time on this very same radio channel, whether you're listening to a traditional radio station or whether you're listening worldwide through GCNLive.com. We thank you so much for your listenership, and Dan is amazing with his knowledge of everything synthetic, being a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years, being one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America, and being a gentleman who has proven to be just a huge asset here to the show. If you're with us in hour number one of the broadcast, we had Kevin Ferrick from the American Petroleum Institute on, and at that time, Dan joined us with the conversation. I knew when I was going to have somebody on from API, I needed to have Dan Watson in the mix as well. So we continue this hour with Dan Watson. Dan, thank you so much for your help with Kevin from API.
Thanks for having me, Bob. You noticed that I was pretty good. It wasn't until I got to the last question on synthetic that I asked something that would have been a little bit controversial. I don't want to pick on the API. They do exactly what they're chartered to do, and they do a great service for the lubrication industry. And I think when I asked Kevin about, you know, the definition of synthetic, that I could tell the frustration in his voice when he said they'd like to give us a clear definition. They just can't get the people in the industry to agree. Well, what I would say on that is don't go to the people in the industry, go over to the Society for Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers, where you have lubrication engineers, not from the, you know, the, what would you call them, the refining people and the marketing people. Go ask the people that are certified in lubrication what they think is synthetic is, and maybe you can work out something. But it is a problem that we have, and in calling things correctly what they are. Now, that being said, I'm not going to spend a lot of time picking on the API about that. There's many other factors that have caused us to be in this sort of jumbled state about when the consumer goes into the auto parts store and looks on the shelf of oil there and says, ah, here's a full synthetic. I'll buy that and put that. That'll be good for my car. And you should be able to rely on that saying full synthetic, that that's exactly what he's getting. Unfortunately, the idea that the consumer carries in his mind of what a synthetic is not backed up by what the industry is now doing with the term synthetic. And that's a shame, because to me that's a disservice to the consumer. The consumer should be able mm-hmm. to see things, know the clear meaning for what it's labeled, and then be able to rely upon that and not be relying on something which is technically not true. So that bothers me, because I don't like that as a consumer, and I particularly don't like it as a lubrication consultant, because I want to be able to tell people about products, what they are and what they will really do, and have them rely upon the terminology and the information that I give them as a reliable source of information. So that being said, I will say one more thing about synthetic, just for our listeners. I've talked about this before, and there's a written article that's on the Lube page that I wrote about three or four months ago, magazine article that's on the Lube page, and it talks about specifically where the disconnect is between what the consumer thinks is synthetic and what they're selling as synthetic. And that is worth a read if you're listening and you want to go to, you know, the internet, to my website, thelubepage.com. Pretty simple, thelubepage.com. And you'll find that article there. There's videos and magazine articles. And this is one that I've recently written. And in the blog that's on the homepage, I mention in the blog this article because it's important for our listeners. I mean, it's just, you want to, I'm like this as a buyer, Bob. I don't know how you are. But when I go buy something, if I bought something and paid a certain amount of money for it, as long as I got exactly what I thought I was getting, I never feel like that I got taken. Even if the product, for me, even if the product later isn't everything that I hoped it would be, it was everything they said it would be, then I got nothing to complain about. But if I buy something,
right,
that they make claims that it is such and such, and it turns out not to be that, then I feel like they should give me all my money back because they hoodwinked me. They, you know, they did a sell job on me, and I don't like that as a consumer. Now, as a professional, I don't want to ever be accused of hoodwinking anybody. I want to be able to give them the straight skinny. This is what it is. You can rely upon that. And if you don't like the price of it, don't buy it. But you can actually get what you're paying for if you choose this particular product. You know, I'm that way even about things like if you're going to paint my house.
Sure.
When I hire a guy to paint my house, I usually hire a guy and pay him the labor, and I go buy the paint because I don't feel like it's worth wasting the labor to put on some substandard paint. So I go get the very best paint, and then it's worth it to pay the guy the labor to put that paint on. But not to hire a contractor painter who comes in and says, yeah, I'll paint your house really cheaply, and then he puts on some cheap paint that 3 years later is a disaster. So anyway, that's the way I'm wired.
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate. I am also I'm also in the same mindset as yourself. API is the American Petroleum Institute. You asked Kevin a question about the European standard, so I wasn't aware of the fact that over in Europe there's a whole nother layer of standards. And tell us a little bit more about that. And
yeah, I'll get into that a little bit before the break here. The ACEA, and those are for French words because it actually, the organization is headquartered in France. And it's really, it's the Association of Constructioners, European Automobiles, ACEA. And of course you get that in French, and it's the, you know, however you want to say, the Association of Constructioners and Automobiles, Europa, right?
Yes.
Anyway, that's my sad, sad attempt at the French lingo. But anyway, the it's a great set of standards. It's why Amsoil and Mobil both now have complete lines of European auto oils. And it's because their standards are different. And like I said in mentioning them, there are five different layers. And as Kevin responded, we're only talking now in the United States of upcoming from the GF6 requirements. It'll be the underlying document for the API SP rating. And we're now going to break that into what will end up being an SP A or an SPB or GF6A and GF6B because we now have zero W16 oils coming into the market. And you just, you have to write different standards for them as far as their base oils and the way that you manufacture them, because with that thin of an oil not using different standards, you're going to run into trouble. So we're starting to separate. Well, in Europe, they have standards, so many different standards, because, for example, Mercedes-Benz writes a number of really tough standards on oil. But so does BMW, and so does Volvo. And when we come back from the break, we'll tie those together, why that results in so many standards in Europe.
That sounds great. More with Dan Watson straight ahead. If you have a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or danwatson@theloopage.com. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson, CEO of TheLouPage.com, joins us live, as he does every week at this very same moment. He also spent some time with us in the first hour of the program talking with me to Kevin Ferrick from the American Petroleum Institute. And before that break, we were getting into the European way of grading oil. And I know, Dan, you have some more interesting stuff to tell us about that.
Well, the main difference is, like I said, is they specify several different categories that oil can meet a certain classification. And that's because they have manufacturers who demand certain levels of spec that others don't. So rather than build a single oil to the highest specification required in Europe, they're allowed to sell an oil that might be a less stringently classified oil because the manufacturer of the vehicle didn't need that level of performance. But somebody driving a BMW or a Mercedes 450 SL, they're looking for a oil that has a higher performance standard. So what they do in Europe is they go ahead and set the higher standard requirements for different classifications so that when Mercedes or BMW or, Maserati or Ferrari or somebody puts in their book that you've got to use a European oil that's an A3 B5, let's say, then people to get that have to look for that and make sure that the oil they're buying has that spec. Now, somebody else may have a car, and it says that you just have to use an oil that's A1, B1. That's like going back to one of the first earlier specs. And then here recently, they added another one, which is called a C-spec. And the C, the letter C, capital letter C, C3, indicates that you have to have limited amounts of additives in the oil because they have a very, very sensitive exhaust system that if there's too much zinc and phosphorus and you have carryover, you could poison their type of very sophisticated catalytic converters. They have a different high-level converters back there. Mm-hmm. And if you did that in some Mercedes, it could be about $14,000 of wasted exhaust system. So they'd have another rating, which is a low SAPS, it's called, rating to protect these advanced exhaust systems that are on some cars in Europe. So, yeah, European oils have a variety of classifications. And I try to tell listeners or people that I talk to that if you have a European car, you need to pay attention to what's going on with your oil. You can't, and I'm telling you, you got to be careful. You take your European car, you take your BMW to the quick lube place, and you may be depending on some guys that they don't know the difference, and they just put whatever's in the bulk tank and give you a nice oil change, okay? But it wasn't anything that was meeting your car's classification. And the same thing if you're driving a Toyota these days. You take it someplace, and what happens is that you don't realize that Toyota requires synthetic engine oil, synthetic transmission for oil, synthetic gear loops, bumper-to-bumper synthetic, has for going on 10 years. So you take it to someplace, and they just give you the standard old stuff that's in the bulk tank. You got to know more about what your car requires. But the European oils are sophisticated. They are specific to different applications. And it pays to look in your owner's manual and see specifically what it says you have to use and make sure that wherever you have your oil change, that they can show you in writing that they have an oil that meets your European auto spec. Don't put one in that doesn't. It's just not worth it. And so why is that different? And why doesn't the API have different? API has tried to make it easy, the North American oil standard, to make it easy that there's one shoe fits all. And consequently, what they turned out making is a minimum standard.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a minimum standard. In Europe, you could just have said, well, the only thing you got to meet to be ACEA certified is A1, B1. Anything above that, the manufacturer will have to put some spec out on his own. But they didn't. They put out the higher specs. Now, here, you're familiar with GM has this Dexos requirement. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what's going on. The GM has said, look, the standard API standard is not good enough. you have to use an oil that's better than that, and it's going to have to meet the GM Dexos 1 and now Dexos 2 is the latest one requirement. And what does that mean? Well, it means that GM has upped the standard to have a better performing oil with typically a better additive package in it, a legitimate real additive package of anti-wear and anti-foaming, antioxidants, all those things at a high enough level that GM says that's good to go. Well, believe it or not, Caterpillar and Detroit Diesel, these guys have been doing this forever. They have never relied upon the API diesel spec. They've always had Caterpillar specs and Mack specs and international specs. So the diesel community has had a variety of their own engine oil specs for years that you would have to meet in order to use for an oil to meet those specs. So a lot of times on a quart bottle of or gallon bottle of diesel oil, you'll see listed on the back side of the label, you should, all these different manufacturer specs from Caterpillar to Cummins to Detroit Diesel, whatever they are, they're listed there. So it's just, we can't, here's the bottom line on a lot of this, you just can't turn over to somebody else the responsibility of making sure that your vehicle gets the proper lubrication. If you do that, you're really giving away probably the only thing you can really control to do the best for your vehicle. And you've given it over to somebody else. And I'm not picking on a lot of the folks, but a lot of people you have working in places like the quick lubes and stuff, is the only training they got was from the guy that said, here's the supply gun, and it hooks up to that tank over there. And when the cars come in, you go down under and take off the filter. We put on another filter. You put the oil in, and we make sure it's filled up, and everybody's good to go. As far as what qualities or what that oil is that you put in or how it's different from some other oil, zero. Zero training. So if you don't take an interest in it as the owner, there ain't nobody else taking an interest. So you're just the mercy of hoping that everything worked out. You know, especially with your European car. I mean, at least with the American car, if the API oil, if they're selling an API standard oil, yeah, you're getting oil that meets at least the minimum requirement, unless it's a GM and you're supposed to use Dexos and it doesn't meet Dexos or, you know, that particular situation. But with a European car, I would probably be willing to wager that in a standard quick lube, if you went in, that 9 out of 10 times you wouldn't get the right oil. So if you own one of those beauties, European car, you're going to have to be a little bit more deliberate about how you take care of it.
So true, Dan. And, of course, today with the average price of a new car approaching $40,000, I mean, that's a huge investment for anybody. So be kind to your vehicle.
When we come back, I got one more topic we can chat about a little bit, and then we'll see if we can answer a couple questions.
That sounds great. And if folks would like to get in on the questions, probably best to email at bob@autoworldradio.com, danwatson@thelubepage.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants in the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker has broken down. The decision came just hours after about 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of the walkout during a meeting this morning in Detroit. The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma use Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, alongside Dan Watson, CEO of the Lou Page, and we've been talking about a guest we had on in the previous hour of the program, and he was from the American Petroleum Institute. Kevin Furick was telling us about some new standards being implemented, but Dan Watson from the loopage.com has pointed out a number of differences between the American standards and the European standards. So before we get to some listener questions, Dan, tell us a little bit more about your thoughts.
Well, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was in the API is this terminology of the API licensed product. Yeah, that exists, and they do that, and that's a good thing. And if you see something that has the API license on it, it would indicate that that should meet the minimum standard established by the API. Now, at the same time, and Kevin mentioned it, and there is a division in the API, which is the Engine Oil Licensing and Certification System, and that they are they're tasked with aftermarket conformance and enforcement procedures that help to ensure the products. I'm reading from his thing. Products licensed as or claiming to meet API standards actually meet the standards. Now, I want to just explain something there. Why do they need this aftermarket, this group to go out and to periodically across the United States pull some stuff off the shelf and check it? It's because the API has no testing lab where, for example, if I go to make a 10W30 engine oil and I want the API to license that. I don't send them a couple gallons of the oil and tell them to test it against all the specifications and then see that I've made a good quart of oil or good oil and I can get the licensing. No, what the API does is they say, Dan, send us your certification testing and then we'll give you the license. So people are self-testing themselves to meet the requirement. Now, should that work? Yes. In the dream world of great people, great honesty, good performance, that should work. It turns out that self-regulating has potentially never worked anywhere and never will, because there's always going to be somebody that decides that they can get around the requirements, get the licensing on the bottle, and make a lot of profit for a long period of time before anybody realizes they're not spending enough money to make that product to get the license. Okay? So I just bring that out is for people to understand this is not what you might think, that the oil has to be submitted and the API has to test it in their own lab and make sure that it meets all the requirements. No, they say send us your own certification paperwork where you've conducted the test. And I'm not saying that people would not do it correctly, but what I'm saying is that's the process that's used. Now, the other problem is that it would make more sense, at least if the API said, okay, show us the certification paperwork from an independent laboratory testing facility that has tested your product that you don't pay their salary. In other words, they're independent, and we'll accept that paperwork. But they don't even go that far. It's, mobile, you've got a product that you want us to certify? Well, send us in the paperwork on that. We'll take care of it. And, well, wait a minute, Valvoline, you're going to send us the paperwork? We'll take care of that, right? So it's kind of almost like in-house is a little weak on making sure that the testing is always good. Now, the next thing on that is that what they require is for an independent company like Valvoline, AMSOIL, one of these companies, you have to pay them a fee, a fairly large fee, for every product that you want licensed. Okay? Now...
Sure.
Yeah, sure. So here it is. Either pay up or, you know, we're not going to give it to you. So here's what they can't do legally. If Valvoline or AMSOIL produces a product and you run it through all the testing, particularly if you send it over to an independent laboratory and have them check all the testing, right? And it exceeds anything that the API requires for that classification, then you can label that your oil meets or exceeds the performance requirements for the API classification. You can't put their licensing donut and Starburst symbol on the bottle, but you can certainly label it that you have tested and exceeded what they require. And that's the difference between both AMSOIL and Valvoline. I'm using Valvoline because I know about them. Both companies have some oils that are not licensed by the API. Mm-hmm. You might ask, well, why would that be? Well, number one, sometimes on cost. But number two, the API is not going to certify or license an oil that doesn't meet a particular standard, and that is maximum amount of zinc and phosphorus allowed in the oil. By the EPA came out with that requirement. The API enforces it as part of their classification. So when Valvoline makes high mileage oil for cars with high mileage, they put extra additives in, and it can't meet that certification. So there's no donut or Starburst symbol on the bottle. However, on the back, it can say that it meets the API SL classification, because it does. But it can't meet the API SN or SN Plus because it has too much zinc and phosphorus in it to help those older engines. And so, therefore, it's a high-quality oil, but it doesn't have that licensing donut or Starburst symbol on it. So why I'm trying to point this out is for people to understand that there are great products sold out there that don't happen to have the API licensing, but they can still exceed the API requirements for performance, and they are allowed to put that on the bottle. So I'm trying to make that clear because I get that question a lot. AMSOIL's high performance products, their signature series best oil in the country, that's not going to carry the donut or the Starburst, because the additive package is too strong. But it is going to carry the Dextrose 1, Dextrose 2, and several of the European classifications, because it's such a incredibly crafted and produced lubricating product that it's nearly bulletproof, okay? But the API has their requirements for licensing, and you got to meet these standards. You can't have too much of the zinc and phosphorus by the EPA and the API. So anyway, you get into what you want to produce as the best oil to do the best job in lubricating, and sometimes you might be disagreeing with the people because, like I said, they only establish the minimum standard. Now, if we were in Europe, these oils would be carrying just a higher classification than the API SN. They might be the API SN plus 4 or something, okay, that has some other designation as you went up through layers of higher performing oils. But since we don't have that in the United States, you can't get past the API SN, the minimum standard, and put anything else on the bottle that would really tell people that it's a higher performing product. So anyway, that's enough on that soapbox.
All great information as usual. And why don't we take some listener questions and let's kind of get into it on that side of the fence. Folks, Dan is one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. We have a gentleman in Atlanta writing us asking the question, is it expensive to become an AMSOIL dealer, and who should I talk to?
Well, we know who you should talk to. That'd be me. But no, it's not very expensive. The entire cost of getting into an AMSOIL dealership is going to be under $100. And there's no heavy expense that continues after that. It's a good opportunity with a very low start. I'll explain a little more of that when we come back from the break.
When we come back from the break, we'll definitely answer that question in more specific detail. And after that, we've got Wayne in Texas, and we have Tom in Florida with questions. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lickochops.
Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or whether you're brand new to the community, this is something new and something cool. DriveShare basically unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. And you can list your car if you're somebody who has got some really cool cars and want to start earning some extra money. It's very easy to list your car, or you can rent. And if you use the special code AUTOWORLD, you'll save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Dan Watson, CEO of The Lou Page, is with us, and we're talking about what it takes to become an AMSOIL dealer, as we've had many folks, actually. This latest gentleman is in Atlanta, but there have been a multitude of folks who have asked the same question: how do you become an AMSOIL dealer? And of course, Dan, being one of the largest and most successful AMSOIL dealers in all of North America, is just an excellent mentor for anybody who has any interest in becoming a full-time or part-time AMSOIL dealer. Dan, tell us more.
Well, the AMSOIL opportunity is legitimate. Some people think that, well, you just got all these people, people get into stuff, there's nothing to it, nobody makes it anywhere. No, I can tell you that I know a great number of AMSOIL dealers that have been in this business now, some for over 30 years, and AMSOIL continues to expand. And the reason it does is just simply, top shelf products that do what they say they're going to do. And the business opportunity is one which is straightforward. This is not one of those operations where everybody's just got to go out and you got to just do a bunch of signing up people, and that's how you make your money. You don't make any money in AMSOIL unless you sell products. That's what we're about, selling high quality products, not building schemes of castles of people and nobody selling any product. That's not anything about AMSOIL. And sell a lot of product, and this is the main way that AMSOIL does it, is through dealers like myself. And we can also become the servicing dealer and set up auto parts stores, garages, truck fleets, municipalities. We function as a complete AMSOIL field rep, for lack of a better term. So it's an outstanding opportunity. And if you get into the business, you want to make sure you get in with somebody who is capable of coaching you, somebody who knows it. AMSOIL's not hard, but there's things that work and things that don't. And there's a lot of ways to spin your wheels and go nowhere.
Right.
And then there's also ways that you can make steady progress and make yourself some money. But it's good to get hooked up with a dealer who's willing to spend the time to work with you, answer your questions, give you tips on how to do things because they've done it and they know how it works. So that's as much as I can toot my own horn, is to tell you that if you're interested in this business, give me a chance to give you my qualifications and sell you my own ability to be that person that sponsors you. I got plenty of references of other dealers that I can gladly hook you up with that you can check me out and see if I'm for real. You have every right to do that. And while we're on this topic, again, we are continuing, Bob, to give away a free preferred customer membership. Now, what does that mean to our audience? A preferred customer is someone who is set up to buy direct, factory direct from AMSOIL, and you get a huge discount, 25 to 30% off of the retail price in this program. I recommend it highly for anybody who is going to have any use of AMSOIL where they'd spend more than $150 a year. If you're going to spend more than $150 a year on AMSOIL products, then you're going to be well served by checking out this preferred customer membership. I've got people that have been buying, as we say, through the discount wholesale type method since 1992.
Mm.
And they've never gone away because the products work, the price is right, the convenience is great. It's just, it's an easy thing to do. So
sure.
If you have an interest in buying AMSOIL products, using AMSOIL products, becoming a dealer, any of those things, just go to thelubepage.com or contact me at 800-370-2986. You can't beat it. It's a free six-month membership. You don't have to buy a thing. We just get you set up, and then when you get some products and you see how well they perform, you'll keep it going, I guarantee you. So let's answer another question, Bob.
All right, terrific. Let's answer Wayne's question. Wayne is listening to us in Texas, and he says, I'm a little confused on octane and cetane. Can you explain these terms? And that's a very good question, Dan.
It is, because we're pretty good, most people, with the gasoline terminology, octane. But then you throw up this other thing called cetane, and that's the way we rate diesel. So to begin with, ground floor, octane and cetane are methods to rate the combustibility of gasoline and diesel. Octane says with the gasoline, it's kind of interesting because, now listen carefully, folks, the higher the octane, the slower the ignition of the gasoline. Sounds strange if we want it to ignite slowly. What are we talking about? Well, see, I have a spark plug. That spark plug is going to set it off. There's no doubt it's going to set it off when it sparks. The question is, from that instant, in that microsecond that it sets it off, is it going to have a detonation and explode? Or is it going to have a little bit more of a, let's just call it an exceptionally rapid burn? We want it to have the exceptionally rapid burn because what that does from a pressure standpoint is that's an expanding pressure ball for maybe, I don't know, a millisecond, 200 microseconds, something. It's expanding. Now, if I had a detonation, it's instant peak pressure, boom, it's gone. I don't want it to detonate. I want it to be an expanding ball of pressure so that it can continue to push down on that piston, expanding while the volume above the piston is increasing, but the expansion of the gas ball is faster than the piston is traveling, so it continues to put force on the piston all the way down through the travel. I don't want it to detonate. Now, on the diesel side, I don't have a spark plug. So I got to rate this diesel on how much compression do I have to get to before this stuff is going to start burning, going to set off.
Mm-hmm.
So cetane tells you the higher the cetane, the more easily the diesel will ignite. And that's important because, like I said, I'm doing this with pressure over on a diesel. I don't have a spark plug. The high compression is going to cause incredibly hot air volume. I don't know if people understand that, but when you compress air, it gets really hot. So when I force this air in my turbo into the cylinder and the piston's coming up, as it's coming up, the air is reaching very high temperatures. Well, that air at a very high temperature, I get it the temperature I want. When that injector opens and puffs that diesel in, I want it to hit air that's hot enough that it ignites right when it's puffed in there. I don't want to have a big delay. If I have a big delay, then my power is off, my timing is off. So I need that diesel to ignite as soon as it's being shoved into that hot air. On the gasoline side, I know when it's going to ignite because I got a spark plug to set it off. So there, I want to make sure that it doesn't detonate, that it burns slower. So octane, the higher the octane, the slower the fuel burns. Cetane, the higher the cetane, the more easily the fuel ignites. Now, cetane ranges will run from 40 to, say, 55 in the diesel world. Most number two diesels running somewhere between 40 and 45. A lot of number one diesels running around 50. Over in the gasoline side, most regular gasoline is going to be 87, typically 87, 88, maybe 89. Depends on, sometimes you can get some 89. They usually start calling that mid-grade, but that's the actual octane rating. Now, believe it or not, you get into racing fuel, you can get 100 octane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is that? You want more power. Even the higher octane, even the slower it burns. So what we're saying there is I'm going to make it burn and increase pressure all the way through that structure. We're going to get maximum power.
As usual, just a tremendous amount of knowledge. Dan, do such a great job here on the show. Why don't we make sure and remind folks about your telephone number?
Yes, 800-370-2986 and thelubepage.com.
And Dan Watson at thelubepage.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.